What's happening? We present to you Fabulous Fridays, produced by the amazing producer himself, G. Lou, hosted by Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy. Tap into our studio line at 914-803-4001. Press 1 to speak. West Coast at 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast 10 o'clock p.m. If you can't get to a phone, you can listen online at blogtalkradio.com/the G-Lou Show. Thank you very much for your support. Looking forward to giving you all a fantastic, fabulous show. One love, Ashe. Peace. Hey, hey, hey. Good evening, good evening, good evening. I feel you, Diana, with one of those muscles. I feel you. Good evening, Queen Cousin Marcy, King G.
Good
Lee,
evening.
And everyone.
Good evening.
Please tap in. Welcome to Flashback Fridays. We really flash back. Woo! Woo-hoo! And nothing wrong with flashing back with a legend, though. You know, it's good to flash back with a legend.
That's all right. That's all right. Proper greetings to you, my beautiful, stunning queen cousin. Man, maybe later we'll get a peep a little taste of what we're talking about with the young Mama Jean. Woo! Wait. Hey to my cousin D. Lou on the ones and twos. That flyer is so dope. Yes, people, you have made it back to another fabulous Flashback Friday, man. Ooh. January 19th.
And you know, absolutely, January the 19th already. Like, yes, people, yes. Plug into the right source if you're going to plug into any source. It's the 19th, y'all, is all I'm saying, you know. But, yeah, today on prayer, they called it Faithful Freedom Friday. And I was like, wow. Or Freedom Faithful Friday, however you want to arrange it. But those three F's were pretty powerful. And I said, I'm going to have just that type of a day, a Faithful Freedom Friday. And now I'm, I can add another F because it's a fabulous Faithful Freedom Friday. Okay? So, yeah.
Say it three times real fast for the people. Say it three times in a row.
Then they're going to think I'm talking crazy to them if I do it too fast. Say, blah, blah, blah. What? So, yeah, but.
Lord. Shout out to
thank you
sponsors.
To everyone who's
thank
tuning
y'all.
In.
Mm-mm-mm. Amen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, I want to give a birthday shout-out to Natalie. Today is
why
Natalie
you had
Garcia.
To beat me, though? I was about to really try to beat first.
Oh, wow. Well, you have to start giving me a signal or something. There's a way to let it be known. I want to be the one to say that.
I know, right?
I'm just going to say happy birthday to DJ Quick then. Hey, yesterday was Quick's birthday. So you can go ahead.
Yeah. Happy birthday to my queen cousin, Natalie. Yes, Bandana Davis's wifey. I love you. We love you, sweetheart. She is just, I just love to see her, you know, the things that she does, and she's always looking out for someone else. She's called into the show, one of our huge, biggest supporters. So, Natalie, if you're out there, happy birthday, boo. And if you got a request, go on and get it in at 914-803-4001. I know you got the number locked in, but we love you.
Absolutely. So happy birthday, Natalie. And yes, what she said, that's what's going on. You know how much I love you and a beautiful mother to my grandchildren. Just awesome. Just an amazing spirit. Someone to be loved and to be celebrated because you do. You are a nurturer and you do so much for even other countries. You know, so shout out to you.
Yes.
Happy birthday, girl, 42. Ooh, I remember when I was 42. If I turn back the hands of time. Ooh,
don't let me start singing Cher. We're going to have to fit her on here. We dealing with a real deal diva tonight, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, she's a little bit before my time, but you know where I know her from. The Wiz and that kind of thing, but tell us about the Boss, Queen Cousin, because you were actually
got
to see her from the Supreme.
Yes, you know, that was the introduction, of course, to all of us of Miss Diana Ross was the Supremes, and the amazing thing, I don't know if anybody's seen her lately, but she is 79 years old and looks fabulous. Mm-hmm. So when she came out with the song, I Want Muscles, yes. She was born March 26, 1944. She's from Detroit, Michigan. She's a singer, actress, and has been active since 1959 until. So, yeah, you guys are familiar with some of her children. Evan, now he's an actor as well, but I forgot the series he played in, but Tracy Ellis Ross, you all are more probably more familiar with her than any of the children. But
you
yeah,
know, Evan
you know,
was part of the Three Babes special over there on ATL. That might be
okay,
where you remember
okay.
him from. Yeah, he was in
I know
movie.
I've seen him on, yeah, several things. And she definitely was with the Supremes. And unfortunately, they kind of broke up and she went solo. And she did good solo. So that's just a little tidbit information. We'll share more throughout the show. But she's definitely legendary. Definitely legendary.
Yeah. Giving her flowers while she's here. Yeah.
Yeah, because remember, you know, as I said later in the show, we got to bring up the Jacksons, you know, how she fit into that as well. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We respect you, lady, now. We respect you. She said she wasn't going to. I like her, the stories I see about her, like with her children as well. She did seem to settle, but she seemed like she was just, you know, like all about them. And what does she have, like, is it 9? She has, I think it's almost 10 of them. But,
children.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll have to get into that.
Yeah,
well, that's the ball.
To get them
all. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
I know.
A beautiful life from what we see. But yeah,
well, she got 10
so
kids. I didn't know that.
I'm gonna get it straight. Don't quote me, boss.
Hold on, I don't know, Mark. You might have to get a fact check on that one. Out.
I think it's more than 5.
Bossing. Jeez,
I know she was bossing. Cousin Mercy,
it says
got into
children,
the spinach a
five,
bit.
Yeah. It says 5 including Rhonda. No, wait a second. It's 5 including Rhonda, Tracy, and Evan. So
that's
maybe
8.
It is 5. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I know it was more.
Yeah,
because
I think she had been. Yeah, but yeah. I mean, look, that's Diana Ross. It's okay.
It might have been, too, like, too. Mary might have been, like, in-law, like, stepchildren or something, too. I don't know.
Absolutely. But she was married twice, so I think that's what it was. But nevertheless, she's still the boss. She's legendary.
A little bitty thing. Look at her.
She look good,
I'm
though.
I'm trying to find a funny little story about her. Yeah.
She looks great, you know.
Absolutely. Now, her oldest two, and then I'm going to leave it alone, Queen. I'm going to leave this alone. They're by Berry Gordy, correct?
I don't know if that's correct. I would have to look at that, too. But I know
believe...
he plays a part somewhere in the life of Diana Ross besides. Okay,
but her kids are half. Most of them are half white though, so I think she was married to a white dude. I don't know, but I know
Evan
and Tracy are half white. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
mm-hmm.
And I think that's Italian or something in that family. But yeah, it's her husband she's married to now. Absolutely. So look, Diana Ross says, "Ain't no mountain high enough." So that's one of my favorites, and I believe Kiara. When we was in the daycare and she sung that song. She did a performance or something at the school. I believe it was Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I recall her practicing that at the daycare.
You're right. You're right.
Yes,
she did it.
Ain't No Mountain
High. A little later in the show, we'll have more on that. How the mama had to do it, too. Let's go, y'all. Had
us
singing
those
songs, man.
Diana Ross, y'all, ain't no mountain high enough.
Girl.
Listen to those lyrics, though. That's a beautiful song. Powerful.
Timeless. Timeless.
Yes, very much so timeless. And that was one of her hit singles. It was her debut album. Solo album and a single, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Check that out.
No matter where you are, no matter how far, just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry. You see, my love is alive. It's like a seed that only needs the thought of you to grow. So if you feel the need for company, please, my darling, let it be me. The love I feel for you. But a writer put it very nicely. When he was away from the one he loved, he sat down and wrote these words.
Something about this old school music. I mean, the vibe that you just get, that I get anyway, is just so chilled And this was she was nominated for a Grammy for this song back in 1971. So yeah, what you think about that, Cousin Marcy?
That's a. I was just sitting here bobbing my head, like, man, you could just hear it. And like I said, I was commenting on her size and just that power, you know, in her voice. You couldn't be messing around at Motown. You know, she definitely had that power in her voice to take it there. And then I got it for y'all. It is five children. The first baby was with Berry Gordy. That's Rhonda. Tracy was with another gentleman, I think, that passed away. And then Chudney and Ross were with the billionaire. And then there's Evan, Ross and Evan. But, yeah, Queen, that lady deserves all the accolades she get. And Lionel, so what? You got mad. Maybe you wasn't worthy of the Queen's presence in the performance to this day.
Okay.
Did you say the billionaire?
Yeah. The billionaire, yes. I think she's still
okay,
currently married. I'm pulling this up as we speak. It's two. His name is Silberstein. Oh, okay. So actually, she was married to a billionaire, but not currently. They were married in 1986 and divorced in 2000. But he passed away in an accident in January of 2004, and that was Silberstein. Wow.
Yeah, that's her. That's Tracy's mom, dad.
Mm-hmm.
Tracy, so
yeah,
they are not pressed. They are good.
Not at all.
They are good. Yeah. So what they're doing
okay,
is
now,
just
Tracy.
Like
Tracy said, I do this for fun. Wow.
Absolutely. And she got a hairline, you know. So yeah, they are doing their
Tracy's
thing.
Bad.
Though,
Tracy is
know.
A bad actor too. She is hard. Tracy is a fabulous
she
actor
is.
Too, as well. Whether it's do for fun or not, she is definitely a legend in her own right. All right,
absolutely.
Yeah.
In her own right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
No,
tip
but,
on in and tap on in, producer.
But she
tip
does.
Tip on in and tap on in, but Queen.
Diana
oh,
Ross
ahead, Queen.
Did receive a lot of awards, and there's plenty of accolades, you know, that she has won throughout her long career in show business. I mean, look at that, her playing in... Ladies Sing the Blues.
Yes.
That acting
yes.
right there was amazing. So not only does she have a voice to bless us with, but she even had these acting skills and more. So yeah, like you said, she
your
was
auntie
very deserving
Cheryl
of
loved
everything.
That movie too, Queen. That was her movie. And we used to be like, now, why would you want to watch that and love that? But she felt, you know, the connection. So, but yeah.
Right.
She did.
Right.
That.
So, mm-mm. Yeah, she did it. So, yeah, everything that she
Adopsy,
has won,
Diana.
It was definitely well deserved. You know, she did work hard for it.
Mm-hmm.
She sacrificed and, you know, had a lot of. Of hatred going on behind the scenes. It was just so much going on. And I know people are aware of the rift that her and Mary Wells had for a minute. But I think they got that settled. So even back then, I brought that up just to say, even back then, there was a lot going on. The industry now is just that it's just a little, it's just worse because it's more younger people. Than it is older people that's making music now, you know. We still have our OGs doing it, but you understand what I'm saying. And I hope you all understand, too, not discrediting anyone. I'm just saying. Diana Ross, the
it's
boss.
It's heavy.
I mean,
she went through a lot, and even when you get down to that mainline connection that she did come out with, which was Motown, like I was right there, okay? The tragedies that she had to go through and witness, you know, again, like you said, there's nothing new under the sun. You losing friends, you losing people that you consider family. You had Paul Williams, you know, what happened to him and Marvin and whoever else, David Ruffin, you know, but you are a survivor. Is that what the Destiny's of Children was talking about?
She is a survivor,
you know.
Absolutely. Then she received her star, her Hollywood Walk of Fame star in 1982. So she got that, you know. And then think about all the people that she has influenced. Michael Jackson, Beyonce, Madonna, even Legacy, you know, being influenced by her. So it's a lot of people who has been influenced by her and has wanted to do collaborations with her and who tried to mimic her in gowns and hairstyles. And yeah, so she got a whole lot going on. Like, yeah.
I'll be walking around like Tracy too, because now that I think about it, like, yeah, that's how she is. Like, I don't need this. I don't need this stuff. Like,
she was
that's
a boss.
It, you know, but she's good.
Yeah.
She's a boss. My mama's a boss.
The boss. The boss.
Right.
Period. The boss.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. That's what it was.
Call in if y'all have anything you want to give to us about Diana Ross. We definitely would appreciate the call. The number is 914-803-4001. She is the queen. Queen. I am Cousin Mercy. He is Mr. G. Lou. But we are here, people. Where are we going with it next, queen?
Girl, we're going to go upside down. Upside down.
Shout out to Now
Rogers.
That's
a bad down, too.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Absolutely.
Change the game. Oh my God.
Flashback Fabulous Friday, y'all.
Around and around your journey, I say to be respectfully. I said upside down your journey.
That is too funky. Oh, Diana. Got with Nile Rodgers and made it do what it do.
And they did it too, right? They definitely did that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's what I mean. That's right.
Oh, you thought I was getting ready to say something. No, I was just like, So I can just say, you know, some of Diana Ross's studio albums, Diana Ross in 1970, Everything is Everything, 1970, Surrender, 1971, Touch Me in the Morning, 1973, Diana and Marvin. That's a bad album. That's that Love Twins album with Marvin Gaye, 1973. That, I mean, it's just... It goes on and on and on, the list does. So, yeah. I mean, the more that I'm reading, the more that I'm finding out, so.
Yeah, and you realize, I'm like, hey, I was here for this stuff.
Right, and not even
realizing. And that
touched
me in a morning tune? Jeez Louise. Talk about your easy, I love you, Diana. Talk about your easy listening nightmare, though. When you're in the car with your parents and it's like, dude, like, you know, Kiss FM is over there playing LL Cool J. Please, who is this lady? But
and you know what? I got to say this about Miss Diana Ross, that her hair, the big hair, that has become a iconic hairstyle, and I love the big hair on her. So, yeah, Miss Diana Ross, we have a caller. So let's take our caller before we go to the next song. Good evening, caller.
Hi, caller.
Hello. Good evening.
Hi, where you calling from?
I'm not sure if it's me that's answered. It's Natalie from Long Beach. Is it me?
Hey, Natalie from Long Beach. Is it you?
I wasn't
sure
if it was me that got answered.
I like that. Hey, this is Natalie from Long Beach. Is it me? Hey, Natalie from Long Beach. Is it you?
Hey.
Caller 97.
What's happening, Natalie?
You won.
Oh, my goodness. Hold on.
The concert ticket.
Yes.
This is our birthday.
Thank you
queen.
For the birthday wishes. I really appreciate it.
You are very welcome. We appreciate and love you, sweetheart. Truly, we do.
Amen.
Is there a song you want to hear by Diana Ross?
Diana Ross.
I know you like old school music.
Thank you. It's called Thank You.
Happy birthday, Natalie.
Thank you, Dilu.
You're welcome.
You guys have a nice night. I'm on my way home. I just left the grocery store and picked up my birthday cake.
Oh, yummy. Okay.
I'm almost
well, enjoy.
I can't wait to see.
Oh, it's so pretty. It's a cookie cake. I'm going to put a picture up in a little bit.
Tell Mama I said hi. I love her.
Hi, Jean. I love you.
I love you too, beautiful. I be seeing you.
Hi,
like, are
Mama.
You aging backwards? You look great.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're very welcome. Y'all be...
Thank you again. I really appreciate it. You have no
we
idea
how much
you love.
Y'all
listening.
Be safe.
Thank you.
Very
welcome.
Love you, Natalie.
Very of it. Love you too, Marcy.
All right, baby. Love you.
Love you. Have a good night.
Good night, beauty. She said she wanted to hear. Thank you. That
my
was
cousin
our
said
birthday
I can't
girl.
Leave Marcy out. Right?
Yes.
Right.
Straight out of Long Beach. Straight out of Long Beach.
You is late to the class. Get on in here. Get in here. Get in here. Get
I'm
in
sorry.
Here.
That's no.
What's
yes. How you living?
How you living? Like, wow. Where you come from? You are tardy, but it's okay.
In.
Look at that. You slid in.
All right.
The kid with the beret on always, you know, were you that kid in school? Slide
yeah.
late.
I see him trying to walk on the wall. Remember we used to walk on the wall, sort of like,
oh my goodness,
tell your friend to open the back door in the class.
Did you say walk on the wall?
Well, you used to come in and try to like put your book up by your head, yeah, and walk by the wall. If somebody,
oh,
tried,
like the mice, like the mice do, like the mice do. You stay against the order.
Okay.
All right. I got the visual now. I was like, what? Walk on the wall?
Wait, it sounds like some food is going on. Hold on, party people. We get the full effect. Right, DJ Maniac, you rush there, get something to eat, and get on the show. Appreciate that. We're going to heat your food up, Queen. Where are we going next? This song... The next one, they used to really get me in a tiffy because I said, oh, okay, well, what's a love child? Well, we going to listen to it, y'all. Mm. A love child.
It's a beautiful thing.
No. Right. In the
let's
see
you on the same page.
Let's go, y'all.
You think that I don't feel love, but what I feel for you is real love. In others' eyes I see reflected, I hurt, scorn, rejected love child. Never meant to be love child. Born in poverty, love child. Never meant to be.
Bye. sometimes that's how life goes. But together I know we'll make it. I wouldn't change a single day. No one else makes me feel that way. I know you take care of my heart, never break it.
Westside Wednesdays, OG Sundays, Flashback Fridays. We're cruising with G. Luke, Fabulous, Lowrider Oldies. So just let me introduce myself. I'm Tweet Cadillac, baby. I drink up all the Hennessy you got on your shelf. We got to keep it fly, PI, and you know why.
We got to keep it fly, P.I., and you know why. That's what Mr. Tweed Cadillac said, so marinate on that, y'all.
It's one of my favorite drops. And it reminds me of how I need to go listen, go sit down and listen to the Bee Gees again. Shout out to Tweed. Like, dang. Please, I got to go listen to the Bee Gees.
I love me some Bee Gees, but yes, the Bee Gees are, yeah. Mm-hmm. So you know what? I got to talk to a friend of mine today, and it was really awesome to have that conversation. This is why it's good to leave, to have good standings with people. You know what I'm saying? Because you never know when they're going to come back in your life and give you your flowers. And then you exchange flowers, you know, and you're like, wow, because you're older now. So it was just, that was my highlight of my day, besides prayer this morning and, of course, waking up. But, yeah, so it's just saying that when you know you got a real friend, this is a friend who knows me, not social media friend who just met me, but somebody who knows me, And
no AI, real deal, humanoid. I got you.
Yeah, real deal. So when you got friends like that that you are still, or who has even thought about you to try to find you, like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And then you talk for hours.
Oh, wow.
Because you have, you have a lot to catch up on, and you reminiscing, you know, back in the day when it was just like real genuine friendship. You know, and that's what this is. So, yeah. So when you guys know you got someone genuine, like really genuine in your life, you would know genuine.
Yeah.
Hold on to them. Like, hold on to them. I just wanted to say that.
Shout out to you, Queen. That's a good thing to share. Yeah. That's a good thing to share. That's a ray of sunshine. You know what I mean? shout out to you, and that's a good advice right there, because, you know, Cousin Mercy over here, I have genuine conversation only for two. I talk to the Blog Talk Radio lady, you know, so I just, I love to hear stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm joking
it is, you know.
I'm joking.
It just is to be
yeah.
like that, man. So when you
right.
have someone that you consider a genuine friend, hold on to them, you know. But just
yeah.
be mindful, recognize, you know, let the discernment come in. And yeah, because we was talking about the way it is now today, and it's just, wow. How
it's
we all
so much
as a
drama
group.
In the LBC.
Is it? It's not.
Piggybacking off of you, Queen. No, because when you said that so much going on in the world, and I thought of two things, but the latter one took over, and it was because I said LBC, salute to you all for Westside Wednesdays, you and Mr. G. Lou. That was a bomb-ass interview on Wednesday.
Oh, you talking
y'all did
about
y'all
our
thing.
Conversation.
Y'all caught in with Technique. Yeah, y'all conversation with Technique. That was really, really dope. And that, you know, LBC crew, that's, man, I loved it. It was really good. Check that out, y'all, if y'all
yeah.
haven't had
Thank
the chance
you so
to.
Much.
It's on YouTube now.
Thank you,
of course.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate that. I know that we both enjoyed it. Learned some things. Just a real genuine dude, you know, just genuine, just say all around. Did you guys happen to see West Coast
they don't
Cam
make them like that
performing
no more.
At
they don't make them like that.
No, they don't. They don't. What I was just basically talking about, they don't. Speaking of not making them like that, did you guys get a chance to see West Coast Cam's clip when he was at the Clippers game performing?
Not as of yet. I heard about it. I haven't got to see it yet, though. Was it bomb?
Oh, it was bomb. It was, I mean, he the confidence that he had when he went out there on that court and just did his thing and then his words, you know, the song that he chose to do. Like, yeah, it was cool. Yeah, so if you guys haven't
Cam
seen
deserved
it, follow West Coast Cam. Yeah, you know, another genuine brother. Another genuine
he
brother.
He
yeah,
that.
Go check it out. If you yeah. can, do so, people. If you got a request that you want to hear something from Diana Ross, and you can even go with Diana Ross and the Supremes. You can even go with Diana Ross and Marvin Gaye, as long as Diana Ross is included. You are more than welcome to dial in at 914-803-4001, but you gotta press 1 so we can get that request on for you.
What she said, people. We gonna keep this Diana party rocking and a rolling. Only thing I remember about this next song is that Eddie Murphy talked about it in Raw when his mama used to clown on their daddy. She said, "It's my house and I live here." Then we're gonna do some reach out and touch somebody's hand. So let's go, y'all. It's my house.
A to B. Flashback Friday.
The women's movement. Right?
That one.
It's my house. I want to
That's definitely a classic there. And it's so meaningful. It's so needed in the world today, just to reach out and touch to make this world a better place. If we can, I believe my cousin is having computer issues right now. Queen Cousin, are you there? Hello, hello. Okay. So I guess so. So while we're waiting for her to get that together, I'm going to go ahead and give a few announcements. We know tomorrow is Saturday, and that means that there's a big blessing out there for you. Our founder, Cynthia Nunn of Essendon Angels Food Giveaway, which is every Saturday at 12:30 p.m. at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in the city of Compton. You can follow Essendon Angels on IG and Sylvia Nunn on Facebook. Share that information. Be a blessing to someone who needs a blessing. And that's every Saturday. And we also have Big Boo, Luther Jr. Keith, is accepting donations. Prayers going out for the homeless and those who are in need. So he's accepting donations, food and clothing. He's out every morning, 7 days a week, to make sure that the homeless is fed and kept warm. So if you have anything that you need to put in a big bag and get rid of it, you can contact him on Facebook under Luther Jr. Keith and also Instagram under the same name. So if you have something that you can share, please reach out to him to share some donations. And My Tribe Rise, please follow them on Instagram as well. They're a peaceful movement. They serve Altadena and Pasadena in the neighboring city. So please follow them on IG to see everything that they are involved in. and their website is mytriberise.org to get further information. They have gear, t-shirts that you can wear, and it gives a, on the back of it, it says peace, and for them it's positive energy activates cosmic elevation. So check them out and get one of those shirts, and also our very own shirts, the G Lou Show shirts. You can contact G Lou or go on the YouTube channel, and I believe there's something on the YouTube channel where you can order the gear, coffee mugs, and et cetera. So subscribe and like to our YouTube channel, the G Lou Show. And tonight at 9:30, he will be on the show live. So check out our YouTube channel, as well as Marcy's Minute. Let's not forget to check out Marcy's Minute on YouTube as well. The Hood Postman doing amazing things over there. And I believe Malik Spielman has a new podcast out. I don't have all the information as of yet, but I'm just going by what I've seen on social media. So when I get that information, I'll make sure you all will know. For those of you who are familiar with Malik, the Peacemaker. And also Poison Ink Tattoos, I have to shout him out for the tattoos. He's an amazing tattoo artist, and he's located in Long Beach at 6693 Downey Avenue. You can follow Mr. Poison on IG and contact him at 323-639-9747. You would have to book in advance, $50 deposit. So make sure you go follow him on IG to check out how amazing his tattoo work is. And also shout out to The Patio Politics. They have a new episode every Tuesday, and the one that just dropped this past Tuesday is a pretty informative self-care episode. So check that out, The Patio Politics YouTube channel, and that comes on at 9:30 every Tuesday. And also the Roy Anthony on YouTube. Check that out, because our big brother Hank, he is the co-host of that comedian, the comedy show, and you can check out all the shows that he has done. And while mentioning Hank, you can also go to St. Luke Holy Baptist Church Monday through Fridays at 1401 West 34th Street in Long Beach and get you some free food. Attend Sunday worship at 10:30 a.m. At the same location. And then they have a live Bible study on Wednesdays at 12 noon. So, yeah, check that out. And as I stated, Big Hank is at the Roy Anthony Show downtown Long Beach at the Upper Room at 246 East 3rd Street. So just a few announcements, and if you guys have anything that you want to have announced, you can contact me, Jean B. Berkeley, on Facebook, or Movie and Queen Jean of the G Lou Show. And also, again, happy birthday to anyone celebrating a birthday, and anyone celebrating the anniversary, and any celebration that's going on, blessings and joy. And we send our prayers out to everyone. All families, we are sending prayers out from the G Lou Show. So that is going to conclude my announcements. And Queen Cousin Marcy, I see you back on the grind. You got plugged into the source for something happened.
Yes,
well, right on.
Yeah. Computer was trying to play a nasty game of sabotage Beastie Boys voice, but I'm back. It's all good.
That's
wonderful
the thing
announcements
about technology.
Too,
thank you. Technology and doing things, relying on things like Blog Talk Radio for technology, because if Blog Talk is not working, we're not working either. So we got to be grateful every time that we are able to be plugged into that and be on the air. So, yeah, because my friend I was talking to today, he has a landline. And I was like, that's so dope when you have a landline. Because a lot of people just don't have no phones in their homes, you know?
He going to be ready for the phone apocalypse.
Yes, I was telling my daughter, I said, when the energy is out, you still got your phone. Other people,
you
got
a way to communicate.
Absolutely. Right. And ain't nobody no walkie-talkie either. That's not a bad investment.
Step into my life for the last 3 months. No, I'm just kidding. But you are absolutely correct again, Queen. Oh, my gosh. We got to be thankful. And most important thing to do is just don't panic. Our whole power went out yesterday here. But it was a scheduled maintenance. But just, you know, even little things like that, it's just like, you really, you just can't panic. You got to just, you know, because my thing is work, and oh, God, they didn't know it was a scheduled maintenance. So, okay, it is what it is. And, you know, thankfully they're understanding, but it just be those things. I got tested 2 times, okay, this week. I had never heard of this before, and then I guess we can get back. Queen, people.
Yes.
A battery freezing in a car. Yo, what?
Listen.
My battery turned into a fudge sickle. Like, so I thought
look at
my
it like
battery
this.
Was down. Mm-hmm.
If a human being can freeze from it being so cold, no doubt anything else can too. You know. And this is another reason why we got to help Luther out. You know, Big Boo out by giving him some covers and, you know, for the homeless people. We're not going to judge them. We're just going to, you know, pray that they can be warm, because it's cold. It's real cold out there. So,
yeah,
I can see your battery freezing up. And, yes, it has happened. And people's pipes have been frozen.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Louisiana, people's water pipes are frozen. So they've been without water where they were able to, you know, use it for what it's used for.
Dangerous.
And it just really makes you realize the things that you truly take for granted without even thinking that you're taking it for granted, because you know it's in there. The hot water, the stove, the microwave, you know, because you know that it's in there. So you don't even realize you're taking it for granted until you don't have it available. And then it's like, man.
Talk about it.
So, yeah.
Talk about
it. We got to be
truly
blessed and learn how to survive when those things happen. You got to know how to go into survival mode. So, yeah. Music. All this time to go play some music. Let's take a ride with Diana. Boss, y'all.
Okay. Ooh-wee. It's a party tonight, y'all.
It's a party, you know. Thank you to everyone who tuned in or is tuning in. And we appreciate you guys vibing out with us. So, listen. Is this next one? This is one of my favorite joints.
This is the easy list. Oh, you're not going to do your touch me in the morning? Cool. You're sparing me. See, you the Berkeley I like. You is the Berkeley that I kick
out. I thought we did touch me in the morning. Or was it reach out and touch?
We did. Oh, was I gone? My bad. Did y'all do it when I was gone? Oh,
I don't know,
but
if we didn't do it, we'll come back to it. We'll just do Love Hangover. And we got to do that request. Who requested thank you? Natalie. Okay, thank you, King. We're going to keep it in order. But listen to the lyrics.
Here we go.
Listen to the lyrics. Text me in the morning, and then that's what? Girl, that's where the low flowing down comes. That hair is blowing in the wind.
Oh, my gosh.
Touching in the morning.
Visual. Visual. But I'm the
real. Yeah. Last Black Friday, y'all. Hey.
Wasn't it me who said that nothing good's gonna last forever? And wasn't it me who said let's just be glad for the time together? It must have been hard to tell. I can understand your feeling that way.
What's happening?
She touched her in the morning and she woke up with a love hangover. Like, hey, elegant thoughtness.
Like,
I love it. I love to see it.
Wow.
Oh, Diana.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's one of my favorite songs, though, Love Hangover, because you know, she knew how to switch it up, though. She knew how to switch up the sounds, the tunes, and which made her amazing. But her performances, when she would perform, when I was mentioning the long gown, that's what I was speaking on when she's on stage. And that song, she would, you know, most of her performances were in long gowns. They would have that fan blowing, like what Beyonce does now, you know, or maybe other artists as well. But they put that fan on them so their hair can blow back, and plus they don't have to sweat it out, sweat. And when you got those long sheer gowns on and that fan hit, to me, that's just very, that's a sexy look. And you got the right joint song, playing with it makes it just elegant.
Oh, it takes
you
there.
Like elegant.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
If I could, I would go, you know, see her live. You know, even to this day, she is one of the legends that I would, that wish I could see. And then another thing about her, speaking of, like you said, the transitions and everything that she's able to do, they tried to clown her a lot. You know, they even tried to clown her voice, her vocal structure, even her own band members in the Supremes. And her influence definitely can be not only seen visually, but it can be heard in Brother Michael, rest in peace. So, you know, she had a lot of influence on him. You could even tell with the music in itself, the range, switch your vocals, this is how you sing, this is how you perform.
Yeah.
Take the crowd.
Yeah.
You know, they take over the crowd, the whole ambiance of the audience, your ears, everything. And that is just what makes these parties legends, period.
Right.
We're not getting away from that at all.
Absolutely. And not to mention that overseas in Europe, those are some big...
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is amazing. So... Yeah, y'all, we're doing Miss Diana Ross, the legendary queen, playing her music, giving her flowers, and just talking a little bit about what is through Google search. So,
right.
That's where our information is coming from Google search. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys can do it yourself and read up on it. But are we doing Marcy's Minute tonight or no?
Definitely. I got a couple of things I want to talk to you about, and then we're going to do some more, just a few birthday shouts out, but definitely stick around, people, in about 10 minutes.
Absolutely.
I sound like a teacher. Stick around in about 10 minutes. Be here.
Many may be. So we're just going to go ahead and go along and play some more music. And King, if it's any songs you want to slide in there to play, go ahead. Let's see what your flavor is with Miss Diana Ross. And if we can find the song that Natalie requested, thank you.
We played that one.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, we played it.
But
okay.
Happy birthday, baby.
Okay, well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It went out
so
perfect,
played.
Too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But these two are special together, like you mentioned earlier, Queen, and she was really hurt and heartbroken when we did lose Marvin. But you're a special part of me. Get into it, people. And then we're going to get into the Yellow Brick Road, y'all, before Marcy's Minute. Stay tuned. Fabulous Flashback Fridays.
That's going to be a nice one. Yes, it's the Marvin Gaye. Imagine that energy doing that song, working together.
Oh, it's all on the album cover. Like they,
right?
You know, they were in sync. Nothing of the, you know, of the fast thing going on. I could just see that, you know, we're here for the music.
And some people just, they just have that energy.
But
there without,
me.
And,
I wasn't there. I don't know. Right.
No, they just have the energy
Marvin.
where they can take the pictures and do the song,
mm-hmm.
but people were speculating it probably was just their energy together, you know. So, yeah, let's get into that song, though, so people can hear their energy together, the way they flowed. Diana Ross and Marvin Gaye.
I think the apocalypse is happening in my living room. Let me mute. I don't know what they're doing, but it's like, is Freddy Krueger in there? What is happening? But we know how to, we'll roll, we'll keep talking until it does come in. Diana Ross, another thing, like I mentioned before, that I just like so much and love to see. When they did try to come at her, you know, with the nastiness or whatever, she just seemed so classy to me. I can't never remember a time in the news, in the print, in the National Enquirer, of this lady cussing, fussing, drama, none of the sort. None of the sort.
Yeah, as you get older, you realize that's the best way to be, is not to even go there. You know what I'm saying? It's just kind of senseless to go there. It's like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get a little older and you get that confidence, because I'm sure when she was a little younger and they came at her, she sassed them back and just didn't get out. But as you get a, you know, older, they,
yeah.
it was a lot of, it was just a lot of, well, they just didn't like her, you know, because she was the star of the Supremes. Let's just keep it real. That's
the
what it
primates.
Was.
Remember, they were the
right.
primates. Now primates, that I don't remember.
Yeah.
And used to
so,
date Eddie Kendricks, I believe it was.
Oh,
did
she?
They date?
Skip and work.
So.
Okay.
Right. But they were also young, you know, again, going back to what we were talking about a minute ago, how her and Marvin just seemed like they kind of meshed. That when you come up with people like a teenager, that's almost like being in school, you know, together, or you all go to different schools, but you all know each other because of what you're trying to do on the side. So lifelong relationships are built that way, you know, so it is kind of competition. They have their other girl groups, but yeah, history will tell the story with nobody touching the primates.
Right. So check this out. She went to cosmetology. She took cosmetology classes. She took modeling and cosmetology classes. So that explains her whole everything. And she was an aspiring to become a fashion designer. She took classes in clothing design, here we go, and pattern making and tailoring. So yeah, that explains her style, why it's so different.
Right. But stay tuned, party people. Let's get into it. There you go.
You running through my head means you're a part of me.
Can't move your moon, you can't stop the passing time. And it's plain by now, you can't move your moon.
Hey y'all, check it out. Now we got cousin Marcy with the Marcy's Minute.
That's right. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Thank you so much, Mr. G. Lou Queen, and listeners out there. We were just listening to Ease On Down the Road from the motion picture, highly successful 1970 release motion picture, The Wiz. Music supervisor Quincy Jones, Diana Ross, Michael Jackson. So many world-class stars were in that picture. So hope you all got that feeling of easing on down the road. All right, y'all. I kept you long enough. Now let's get to the bullseye. Breaking. Grand jury indicts Alec Baldwin in fatal 2021 shooting on Rust movie set. Alec Baldwin isn't in the clear over the fatal shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. In fact, Baldwin could be looking at a trial after a grand jury indicted him today on the involuntary manslaughter charge, per Associated Press. As previously reported, Hutchins passed away in 2021 after Baldwin allegedly discharged a prop gun on the set of Rust. The shooting took place during rehearsal on the New Mexico-based movie set. Director Joel Souza also sustained non-life-threatening wounds from the weapon. New analysis shows prop gun's trigger was pulled despite Alec Baldwin's denials. This past week, special prosecutors undertook the task of presenting a new analysis to the grand jury. Alec Baldwin has previously claimed he didn't pull the trigger and only pulled back the hammer, but the further analysis says differently. Parts of the gun Baldwin allegedly fired previously broke during previous FBI testing. The FBI had initially concluded that the weapon could go off without pulling the trigger if enough force was applied to the uncocked hammer. For example, the gun could have gone off if dropped due to its design. However, the new analysis says that that's not the case with Alec Baldwin. Given the test, findings, and observations reported here, the trigger had to be pulled or depressed sufficiently to release the fully cocked or retracted hammer of the evidence revolver, the new analysis stated. The indictment comes after special prosecutors previously dismissed the same charge in April of 2023. They decided, based on information, that the gun might have been modified before it ended up in Alec's hands. The film set weapon supervisor Hannah Gutierrez-Reed was also charged with involuntary manslaughter and evidence tampering. Her trial will reportedly begin next month. She has pleaded not guilty to the charges. Meanwhile, Alec Baldwin is also facing several civil suits for compensation over the incident. However, judges recently put those on hold after the special prosecutors revealed their intent to present charges to the grand jury. Wow.
Marcy.
Can anybody say, yes, sir?
Can I just butt in right quick, not to intervene with the Marcy's Minute, but since you're talking about this story, I just got to add, like, how as messed up as it is. Mm-hmm. Now, no disrespect to the family. They lost someone. I totally understand. But how is Alec Baldwin held responsible if he's just an actor on the set and it's supposed to be a prop gun, they're acting? How is he responsible? Unless something I don't know. But how does that work?
Marcy's Minute, no problem with interrupting. Marcy's Minute is going to go and tell you, remember this? Think of this name. Brandon Lee, Bruce Lee's son. Similar incident on the set of The Crow. How does that happen? Everybody's going to get charged. Anybody, and they said it had to be, you know, manipulated or they did something to it, but they're going off the fact that I don't know if in the scene or in the movies or when they're doing these things, if they're telling them, well, don't really pull the trigger. You know, you're just acting. So I think they're
trigger? But why is it a real gun?
It wasn't.
Gun,
it was
I thought this was. Oh,
that's
okay,
what they want to know. they
want to
know.
I'm going to shut up.
Hold on now, a minute. I'm going to keep my eye on this, but yeah, that makes total sense. Like, how are they going to try to blame him as the actor? But of course, you know, you're holding the weapon, and again, family is definitely going to say, well, whoever pulled that trigger, they're going to want to hold them responsible. So you know how that goes. But I'm going to keep my eye on that. That was the only big story that I have for you all tonight. Other things that went on this week, pardon me, Blueface is still in jail. Krishan says she misses him. We're going to give some birthday shout-outs. Shout out to
Hold on, Mr. Roland Bynum. One more time. Hold on, cousin. I'm sorry. Yeah. One more time, because I just no. When you said that, it's crazy, because I just seen this like 10 minutes ago. I just was scrolling and I seen what people were posting. But Krishan Rock says she misses. I'm in jail too. I miss Daddy after all this shit she's been saying the last three months.
She was fucking him
and he dogged out her baby and all this and now it's so. I'm done with that, man. Krishan, come on, man.
And not only that.
That's why we gave it 2 seconds.
Yeah, and it was the way that he treated her. But his other woman, who he was supposed to have married.
She got a girlfriend now.
Absolutely. So it's
a cold
game. Y'all more up on it than me.
It's a
cold
game out here.
Now hold on down.
Yeah, she got a new girlfriend.
The Jaden.
She got a new girlfriend that looked like Blueface.
Y'all didn't tell me the Jaden.
The girl looked like Blueface.
She got a girlfriend.
Right. So you know why she got that? She got a girl because she can justify that she wasn't cheating.
Right.
Right.
And she kind of looked like him.
Yeah. Yeah. So she could say, I wasn't cheating because I had no kind of, enter anything. So I wasn't cheating. Yeah, and he'll probably go for that. Well, he even probably told him, I don't care if you guys mess with a woman, but don't mess with no guy. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, yeah.
See, that's
so, yeah,
I'm
going
to shoot.
That's just a cold, but that's just some cold shit going on. Like, I feel bad for these, like, not feel bad. They're grown, but that's a lot going on right there, man. That is.
How confusing.
I don't know, man. That's
how
crazy,
confused.
Man. And for Krishan, like, I just feel bad for her. I don't feel bad because she's grown, but to see all this shit unfold and how this girl's life is just. You know, it's her fault, too, but obviously Blueface did something to that girl, but it's just sad. Blueface did something to that girl, though. He put that thing. He did something
to
her.
He touched her in the morning, and she woke up with a love hangover.
But it's sad, though, really, Marcy. You know, to see that young girl like this, man, come on, man.
No, it
almost didn't
say anything. Knocked out her daddy. Like, how after someone knocked out your daddy, how the fuck can you still be with him? This dude's putting hands on your daddy. Like, it's a lot going on with that situation, man.
I mean, it's a whole lot he's done. Put hands on her daddy, put hands on her, and was recording it.
Disrespected the baby. Said, that ain't my baby. Like, how can I?
He gonna beat up the baby,
too. That's just too much. That's too much, man.
Yeah.
He
gonna beat up the baby, too. But he where he needs to be. He where he need to be with his real boo. And he got a new album out. So it might all be for show, unfortunately. But thank y'all, because I almost didn't even say nothing about them. See, I don't be knowing if the people be wanting to hear about the little girl.
I just seen that shit, though. I just seen that like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So I was like, wow, that's crazy. She knows she loves her some Blueface. So she might as well just cut the act because I don't know. I don't know, man. But I don't know. That's a sad situation, though. That's all I'm going to say, because that boy going to continue to do it like that because he know he can. You know what I mean? That's the sad part. He knows he can do that to her.
Well,
she know, he knows
mom,
that she loves him like that.
The mom acts like she's in competition with either or of the
that's
kid's
a whole,
mother.
Oh, that's a whole nother. No,
that's
Marcy. That's a whole nother. The mom. Did you see? Hold up. Did you see
Alyssa,
Blueface mom and what's her name's mom going back and forth? What's the other girl?
Yeah,
Black China. They had a rap battle.
What's
going on here? Oh my God!
Non-elegant
thoughtness. This generation.
That's what's
I'm
going
sorry,
on.
Man. This generation is effed up. And they parents. It's a bad. Then think of what the kids now going to be like, Krishan's kids. And I'm sorry, this new generation, I'm glad I ain't going to be around for that too much longer, man. But it's about to get ugly out here, man. I'm sorry, man. Pray for these kids, man.
I want the baby. I told the kids, I said, give me the baby. Just give me the baby. Don't give them to the babysitter, little $1,000 babysitter. She got caught out there with the babysitter, and then the blue face want to beat up the babysitter and Marsha and everybody else, and Carlissa can't see the baby. So, yeah, it's, I don't know. I don't want to see both parents behind bars, but I think maybe hopefully the separation will do them good. But perhaps it is a generational thing, and it's
the separation ain't gonna do them no damn good because they just
that ain't gonna do nothing.
You
right.
Think they
that ain't gonna do nothing.
Crazy.
That ain't gonna do
forever.
Nothing.
They're lost. It is what
forever.
It is.
Yeah.
Girl, by the time they get it together,
wow.
It's gonna be too late. And that's sad.
They'll probably have a whole
and it's
other
sad
baby.
You don't have
Damn,
any guidance either when you got your mom.
Yeah.
And it's even sadder when you don't have real guidance. Like when you got your mom, your parents, they ain't no better than that either. You know, so that's just a whole sad situation, man.
I don't know. I was going to say, is that generation that came when Reaganomics was, is that what they wanted us to all fear with the crack era? Like, are these the children that came from that time? Because they don't have no, they on demon time.
They on
so,
demon time, for real, for
know.
Real. But I had my baby in the crack era of 93. My baby is good. So I don't know. It ain't all them babies, man. But it's like, I don't know, man. There's some crazy shit going on out here, man. Pray for the kids, man.
Pray for the children, like Marvin Gaye said.
Them.
Save the children.
Save the children. Was that us last week? That's all we could do, Queen. Save the children. Save the babies.
They just don't. They just really don't know no better because we know better. We think they should know better, but it's a whole different era, and ain't nothing happening in this era that was happening in. My generation, your generation, nothing's happening.
Not at all.
You know, it's like a whole
not
different ball game. It's like things that's happening in the world is foreign to me. It's like really foreign to me.
Yeah.
And they say, well, you got to catch up. I don't want to catch up, but I'm watching, but I don't want to catch up.
Right.
I want to stay where I am, but I am
watching.
Yeah,
we're not entering that race. Right.
Yeah, and it's just sad. And I do, these young ladies, you know, because and our generation, we did some foolishness, but wasn't nothing like
yeah,
that
we are,
now.
Right, like, right. And my generation definitely did some shit, too. But it's just, like you said, it's now, it's just like, because kids are going to do what they do. We get that. But, I mean, just how it's happening, the lack of respect, and it's just like it ain't no more rules. Like, it ain't, I don't know. It's different.
And some of these mothers should know better. They just should.
Yeah, but they
see
don't.
What it is for them? Fame.
It's that the clout, that fame.
Relevant.
Yeah, they can't help it.
To be
relevant. Like they can't help themselves.
They
can't help themselves.
Yeah, they want to. Right.
And we didn't have social media. And we didn't have social media, too. So I don't know if this social media plays a part because everybody, you know, wants to be. I don't know. I don't know. We didn't have social media, but still, that ain't no, that's no excuse. I'm sorry.
It's not an excuse, but yeah, of course, it makes a difference because everything is right here, right now, to the minute, instantaneously.
Right,
you're going to see
right.
this. It's like a
right.
rush
just
from that. That's an adrenaline
up.
Rush.
Pick
you
your
know,
phone up and then you put some shit
that's
in the
That's an
universe.
Adrenaline rush.
That's simple. Yeah.
And can I tell you all this, since I do have your ear, it's a mercy that it went on a little bit longer. So, y'all, guess what? Remember the brick girl?
What's up?
The girl that somebody threw a brick and hit me in the face and started a GoFundMe. And so this little lion Cheeto, GoFundMe is now prosecuting her for fraud. The whole thing was a fraud. Yep. And they didn't give her the money because they were going ahead checking their P's and Q's. So that goes along, too, with what, you know, you all were saying, like, what type of time are these people on? It doesn't make any sense. Like, she did something instantaneously to get a result, and it's a Jussie Smollett all over again. So she's not from here, so now the people is trying to say, should they make her go home to her own country? I say, get her out of here.
Go. Get out.
I say, what difference does it make? She gonna do it wherever she go. It's in her. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not affecting me because I would have never gave
right
to that. I would have never gave to that GoFundMe.
And people can manipulate people. The GoFundMe,
you
I think
be
it, should be it should be regulations to this GoFundMe.
Right.
Anybody can just start a GoFundMe and you don't know what's going on until it's too late. I think it need to be more regulations on this stuff, man. Seriously.
That's why I said
well, they
have
it. People think they can get over. Yeah. Go ahead, Queen. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I was just saying you have to be able to recognize it. You have to be able to, like, when you see like two or three GoFunds for one incident, you know people are trying to capitalize because I've seen that from when somebody got killed or whatever. But
that's sad.
I don't
man.
Know. These
that's
GoFunds,
sad.
That's
sad
very,
that people
very,
just
very,
do any
very
damn
sad.
Thing. I don't give a damn. I'm not going to do. I mean, people. It's just sad what people do nowadays, man. Like, you know, I see it every day. You know, this stuff going on.
They
and
do it.
It's like wow.
They do it to help. They'll be like. I'm a mother of this, and I can't pay my rent, and whoopty-whoopty. This is what they're doing with GoFunds now. So, yeah, it's very sad. I've seen all kinds of GoFunds, but, yeah. It is. So, yeah. Absolutely. So just pay attention, that's all.
And that'll do it for tonight's Mercy's Minute.
We went way over.
Back to y'all. Hey,
that was a hell of a Marcy Minute right there, boy. We did that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We cut it, Diana. We're going to try and get a couple more songs in, I guess. Where we at with it, y'all?
Oh, Lord.
I'm with the pizza right now. Let's see.
Go to the good ones. Go to
yum.
The ones. We got a few minutes. Go to them ones that, like, we need to hear.
Go to, like, the missing you one. That one with that one.
Yeah, get our missing
ooh.
You.
The first one and then the second one, missing you. Mm-hmm.
Oh, we got two. Oh, you know what I see? Missing you twice. I thought it was a typo. So we did have two missing you.
Yeah.
I didn't get the second one. Because
Mercy
wasn't
tripping.
Oh,
the
okay,
first one
okay.
is more modern.
Queen, slide me
featured
some
on
pizza.
The first one. Girl, this pizza is just too good, and
pizza,
I couldn't even be eating like that.
Slide me some pizza, Jack.
This is that joint here, though. Let's go.
Let's go.
That's right.
Flashback Fridays, y'all. Diana Ross in the building.
And pizza. Hey.
And pizza.
Since you've been away, I've been down and lonely. Since you've been away, I've been thinking of you, trying to understand the reason you left me. What were you going?
Tell me why the road turned. were never told. You had so much hope for a brighter day. Why were you my flower?
Wow, wow, wow.
I mean, do you know? Do you know?
You better stay prayed up. Tell us, Queen.
Absolutely, you have to stay prayed up. And speaking of that, I was thinking, this just came to me, and it said what was brought to me. Plug into the source, which is God. You have to learn to plug into the source. Just like when you get up and you grab your cell phone and you got to make sure your phone is charged up, you got to do the same thing with your spirit. You got to make sure it's charged up. You got to plug into the source so you can be connected, because today is the what? The 19th? I'm just bringing up the date because how fast the days are going. So prepare yourself. Mm-hmm. Plug into the source. It's like you do that cell phone so you can be connected. So that's just what I wanted to put out there to the people. I have to remind myself. Everything that I say to you guys, what's that old saying? It's three fingers pointed back at yourself. Definitely that. And also, when you get tested the most, you will get tested the most when the next step is greater than the one before. Always know that. You're going to be tested the most when the next step is going to be greater than the one before. You're going to lose people on the way. You're going to gain people on the way. But just don't lose your way when you are being tested for your next step. Walk with your head high. And always try to be a step ahead and prepare yourself for the unknown, because it's going to always be an unknown, but at least have some type of preparation, have a plan for the unknown. I just wanted to share that with you beautiful people. And thank you for tapping into our Flashback Friday, because this was an amazing show. Thank you, G. Lou, for doing what you do in the back for us and making sure that everything is ran smoothly. Without you, we wouldn't have a great Flashback Friday. So thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And Cousin Marcy, thank you. And thank you to the people again.
Amen.
We'll be
thank
back
y'all.
On Sunday. And you got anything to put out there, Cuzzo? No, not Cuzzo. Cousin?
No, just everything that you said, and just like Miss Diana said, I'll leave y'all with this. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place if you can. And thank y'all for listening. I can't wait to come back. It's been a ride. Ooh, this was a good show.
And that will be on Sunday, y'all. We'll be back, and check out the YouTube after hours tonight. 9:30, the YouTube, the G. Lou Show. Check that out. Go there. Check it out. Like and subscribe and leave a comment on what you think of what he got going on. So check it out. Peace, love, and light. Ashe, ashe.